So honesty, that's the message. That was the self-discovery for me. Honesty, but I know for sure the listener, maybe he will feel something that, oh my God, this is a passage between my personalities. Mm-hmm. Or this is, you know, instrumental song, they don't have limits. You can dream, you can imagine. Just close your eyes, try to shut off all the other senses and just listen. That's it.
Now, that's nice. And we definitely, we are very keen to discover more of your music for sure. And you also collaborating with other bands and you have other projects ongoing. As I said before, you definitely have probably lots of friends, musicians in your network. And what can you tell us about these other projects? What are you working on now?
Just to mention, it's not one of the current projects, but I have an amazing friend that she's a very good singer. You know Francesca Sacerdoci? Yes, she's a very good singer. So yeah, no, I just needed to mention to all the listeners that yes, you can sing. Okay, so about the other project, I'm recording now one CD with the band Jericho. It's a melodic metal band. It's the members, the singer Lucho Ibarra, he's from Peru. The drummer, Ariel, he is from Mexico. And Jeff Palanti, the bass player, he's from here, from Quebec, Montreal. And we are recording this CD. But as the same, I have a pop rock band. The name is Kefir with Leigh and James Pratley. It's different. It's new. It's amazing. It's a very good mixture between the modern sounds in general and the old good classic rock. So Kefir, our single is going to be released very soon, our single Futures. And of course, to play every weekend, corporate gigs, corporate shows, marriages in general. I have my tribute rock band with amazing musicians from here, from Montreal as well, as, for example, Susie D, Nicolas, Christine, Jeremy. They are all amazing musicians as well. And that's the project that I have currently going. And of course, not very often, I play with the band Deal with Rick, that is a tribute rock, blues, jazz band. It's amazing. So anyways, I like to play my guitar. I think you can see that, right? So
definitely.
So all these projects and et cetera is my excuses to play every day.
Now, that's fantastic. And I can see also that you tackle different genres with your music. But if I ask you, for example, how would you describe your sound, your personal sound? And why guitar? So, I mean, what makes this instrument special to you? Because you said, I love my guitar, as you can see. So, yes, I can see. But what makes it special? And what is your personal sound? How can you define it?
So, okay. I like this one phrase, one quote that it says that we are citizens from the world. So if everyone learns that, the world will be a better place. My music is expression of emotions. I'm not happy all the time. I'm not sad all the time. Yes, I have some depression days. I have some beautiful days. Uplifting days. So you can check in my album Oraculo. It's a very good expression of myself. So honestly. Yes, my song Honesty, it's a classic rock feeling. But I have DJ, that is a tribute to my wife, Daniela De Jesus. It's a punk rock hardcore song, but I have my song Lines. It's jazz, 100% jazz. I have my song Beautiful Evil that is metal as hell, you know?
Yeah.
And so how can I describe myself through my songs, through my music? I am trying always to express my emotions without limits, without boundaries about styles. But yes, it's rock and roll. It's rock and roll. I can't deny it. Yes. So, for example, I play jazz, I play blues, but all of them, they are connected with rock and roll. It's impossible not to take the connection between the guitar player god Alan Holdsworth, that he's a fusion jazz player, and rock and roll. So that's it.
And I'm curious, maybe you're the right guy to ask. So from your point of view, is there, to your opinion, of course, something special that characterizes or distinguishes South American, let's say, rock, metal, or heavy, compared to, rock of other parts of the world? Is there something characteristic from, music coming from the countries, this part of the world? Tell me, I want to know.
Swing, rhythm, groove. That's it. For example, there's two amazing bands that they are very well known in the metal. That is Angra and Dr. Sin. Dr. Sin, it was the former band of my guitar coach, Eduardo Danui. And you can check swing, rhythm, because the Brazilian, I would say now about the Brazilian genre, that we have a lot of percussion, drums, rhythm, tribal sounds. This is very, very strong in our culture. So that's why, for example, nowadays I'm not a huge fan of the style, but the Brazilian funk, it's a huge influence in the modern pop nowadays because of the beat, because of the rhythm in general. But we can do a huge and fast connection with Carlos Santana, another guitar god. You can see a lot of percussion, a lot of swing, groove, you know? So I think in general, Latin, yes, we are hot swing rhythm musicians. That's it.
Thank you very much. So to conclude this actually lovely chat that we are having about music and guitar and gods of music, I have a couple of other questions for you. First of all, what was the most exciting moment of your music career up until now?
So, okay, I will try to make it quick. Two moments. One huge and one small but beautiful. The huge, I played in the New Year's Eve of Hard Rock Cafe. So that moment was precious. It was beautiful. And the Hard Rock Cafe in Brazil, it has a huge connection with Harley Davidson. So, you know, all the icons that we can see about rock and roll, they were there and I was playing there. So that was a beautiful moment. And another moment, when I was playing a corporate band in Brazil, I had some opportunities to play in marriage. And I remember one moment that I saw the bride, the groom, they were dancing. They were extremely happy. It was their day. They were celebrating their love. And they were dancing because of the music that I was playing. So I was creating the situations for that dance to happen, and I was it was hard to hold myself when I was playing, because it was such beautiful moment, you know, that you can see that through music you can celebrate life, you can celebrate love. So I still have the image of both of them dancing, smiling, happy, with the song that I was playing with my band. This is unforgettable.
That's beautiful indeed. Very romantic, I have to say. And on this very romantic note, we've been listening and talking to your music, but where actually people can find, maybe download your music and, you know, take the time to truly enjoy it?
Yeah, okay. Through all streaming platforms, it's available everywhere. So I will just mention the main ones: Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, YouTube Music. You can find all of them. And very soon, I'm going to make a very limited edition in vinyl, the very old CD. And that's it. Yes, yes. We are going to have a very limited edition. So for all of those interested in that, you can find me through my social medias. If you look by Roberto Endrigo, you can find me Facebook, Instagram in general.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And really, I want to thank you very much, Enrico, for being here today and for helping us going through like rock and guitars and, you know, all these great names and fantastic music we've been talking about. And thank you for being on CKUT FM 90.3 on Latin Music Mondays. And bon chance et à bientôt.
Merci beaucoup. I need to say thank you to you, especially to you. And I need to say thank you to all your listeners because we are musicians. We need to say, we need to share. And the only way that we can do that is through our music. And if we don't have listeners, we don't have life. We don't have the purpose of the existence. So thanks. Thank you to you. Thank to all your listeners to creating the circumstances for my music to reach you. So this is the purpose of my existence. Donc, merci beaucoup à tous mes amis d'ici, de Montréal, du Québec. C'était un tellement grand plaisir d'être ici et j'espère que bientôt on va se voir dans un live show. Et merci beaucoup, Francesca, pour aujourd'hui. C'était tellement un plaisir d'être ici.
Le plaisir, c'est vraiment le mien. À bientôt et bonne chance encore. Merci, yeah. Enrico.
Merci. Thank you. Obrigado. Gracias. Hasta luego. Hasta
Grazie. Ciao. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao.
Bonjour. Ce soir, je t'ai cuisiné ton repas préféré. Je te dois bien ça. Après une semaine complète à confisquer ton cellulaire, à fouiller dans tes messages, à te traiter de nom, à insulter tes amis, puis à te crier après. Mais ce soir, je t'ai cuisiné ton repas préféré. Pour recommencer cette semaine à confisquer ton cellulaire, à fouiller dans tes messages, à te traiter de nom, à insulter tes amis.
Les gars, la violence faite aux femmes, ça s'arrête là. Contactez SOS Violence Conjugale, un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Tonight, sweetie, I'm making you your favorite meal. It's the least I can do after an entire week of taking away your phone, going through your messages, calling you names, insulting your friends, and shouting at you. Yeah, tonight, I'm making you your favorite meal so I can start another week of taking away your phone, going through your messages, calling you names, insulting your...
Violence against women stops here. Contact SOS Violence Conjugale. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Now Carob Patties is on a fast break with Veggie Patty leading the charge. The pass is down deep to Goat Patty. Goat Patty passes baseline to Beef Patty. Beef Patty shoots from downtown at the buzzer. And bingo! It's in! It's in! Carob Patties wins the game and is now the world champions! The number one in Montreal. Come on down to 9550 Jean Milot in LaSalle for the best patties, roadies, jerk chicken, and more. Or call us at 438-387-4004. Carob Patties, the champions of Montreal. Thank you.
Ce soir, je t'ai cuisiné ton repas préféré. Je te dois bien ça. Après une semaine complète à confisquer ton cellulaire, à fouiller dans tes messages, à te traiter de nom, à insulter tes amis, puis à te crier après. Mais ce soir, je t'ai cuisiné ton repas préféré. Pour recommencer cette semaine à confisquer ton cellulaire, à fouiller dans tes messages, à te traiter de nom, à insulter tes amis.
Les gars, la violence faite aux femmes, ça s'arrête là. Contactez SOS Violence Conjugale, un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Tonight, sweetie, I'm making you your favorite meal. It's the least I can do after an entire week of taking away your phone, going through your messages, calling you names, insulting your friends, and shouting at you. Yeah, tonight, I'm making you your favorite meal so I can start another week of taking away your phone, going through your messages, calling you names, insulting your...
Violence against women stops here. Contact SOS Violence Conjugale. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Now Cara Patties is on a fast break with Veggie Patty leading the charge. The pass is down deep to Goat Patty. Goat Patty passes baseline to Beef Patty. Beef Patty shoots from downtown at the buzzer. And bingo! It's in! It's in! Cara Patties wins the game and is now the world champions! The number one in Montreal. Come on down to 9550 Jean Milo in LaSalle for the best patties, roadies, jerk chicken, and more. Or call us at 438-387-4004. Cara Patties, the champions of Montreal.
As pessoas ao redor nunca me entendem. Tirou a roupa, entrou no ABC, meu Deus, que bom que fosse. Tu me apresenta essa mulher, meu irmão, te dava até um doce. Sem roupa ela é demais, também por isso eu creio em Deus, meu bom, meu Deus, meu bom, me traz. Ainda bem que eu trouxe até meu guarda-sol. Tenho toda tarde, tenho a vida inteira. Já se foi aquele tempo da ladeira, irmão. Já se foi aquele tempo da ladeira, irmão.
Yale Alumni Webcast, How COVID-19 is Changing How the World Does Science. My name is Derek Kassoff, Managing Director of Communications at McGill's Office of University Advancement. Today, I'm joined by three McGill experts from the fields of medicine and law who are here to unpack some of the seismic shifts taking place in scientific research and to help us understand whether we are, in fact, about to enter a new era of increased collaboration. Let me quickly introduce them. First, we have Dr. Vincent Mosier, who's a full professor in McGill's Faculty of Medicine, the Canada Excellence Research Chair in Genomic Medicine, and a former Vice President of Applied Genetics at GlaxoSmithKline. He is also leading the task force to establish the Quebec COVID-19 Biobank, a province-wide initiative to collect, store, and share samples of and data related to the COVID-19 crisis. We also have with us Dr. Jason Karamchandani, who is an associate professor in McGill's Department of Pathology, a neuropathologist at the Montreal Neurological Institute, and director of the Neuros Biobank. And finally, Professor Richard Gold, James McGill Professor in the Faculty of Law, an associate member of the McGill Department of Human Genetics and the Biomedical Ethics Unit, and a well-known and widely published author on the philosophy and practice of open science. Welcome to all three of you, and thank you for taking time out of your days to join us for this discussion. Let me begin with Dr. Karamchandani, who I believe was in the audience that frigid December day back in 2016 when the Tannenbaum Open Science Institute was first announced. Can you tell us exactly what is stored in a biobank and how has the concept of open science changed the way scientists use those samples and materials?
That's a great question, Derek. Thank you. I believe Richard and I were both there on that chilly December morning in the company of the Prime Minister when the Neuro was lucky.